Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, coming to you from Las Vegas along with my co-host Mike Reynolds in Baltimore. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing right today, Terry. How's everything going out there in Vegas?
Okay, and today is Mike's birthday, so we want to wish him a happy birthday today. Hope you have a good one.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I just turned 25 years old.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Let me welcome Joe from Germany to the chat room. Hello, Joe. Nice to have you here. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Ymir Diodato's name. That will bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with Ymir, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Today, we welcome keyboardist Ymir Diodato. He is widely regarded as one of the most respected and sought-after musicians in the music world. His CD is called The Crossing, and it features Al Jarreau, London Beat, Paco Seri, and more. Ymir Diodato, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello, and my pleasure. How are you?
We're doing well. Meet my co-host, Mike Reynolds.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
happy birthday.
How are you today?
Can't escape from that one, can you?
Never can escape from getting a year older. Never. Yeah. So, Ymir, I would like to start off by telling the listeners about your accomplishments that you have done over the years, you have accomplished over the years. First off, Ymir has worked on several movie scores, including The Onion Field, The Black Pearl, Ghostbusters 2, White Knights, The Girl from Ipanema, The Adventurers, The Gentle Rain, Target Risk, The Reporter, Beach Street, Body Rock, and Bossa Nova. His recordings have also been widely used on major movies such as Being There and The Exorcist. He has 16 platinum records to his credit as artist, arranger, or producer. His discography, including compilations and all his work as arranger, producer, and keyboardist, surpasses 450 albums, and he has sold over 25 million records in the U.S. alone. Congratulations. Ymir? Oh, did I lose him? Ymir? Oh, okay. I'll try and call him back. All right, let me just go ahead and play some music. Again, the name of the CD is called The Crossing, and the first single released on the CD is Double Face, and that features Al Jarreau. So I'll play that and get Mr. Diodato back on the phone. Back, That was Double Face featuring Al Jarreau, and you will find that on our guest Yumir Diodato's CD, The Crossing. Yumir, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So I was listing off your accomplishments and was saying congratulations to you. Great list here of, 450 albums, over 25 million records sold in the USA alone. That's big. That's big.
Something like that.
Wow.
Yes. That is huge. So let's start with, you're originally from Brazil. Now, do you live there part of the year and here in the U.S. part of the year?
As a matter of fact, no. I live in New York all the time. That's the only place I have lived for a long time now. I go to Brazil lately mostly for work. But up to 2 years ago, I used to go there because my mom still lived there.
Okay.
I used to go visit her.
Okay. Okay, and so now you started playing the accordion at age 12. So let's start there. Was that an instrument you wanted to play, or was that one that your family wanted you to play?
The accordion was very popular in those days. So as far as music goes, it was the thing that kids chose to learn as opposed to guitar, because guitar was next. It came at the time of the bossa nova started, and the bossa nova started was the guitar, so guitar was it, and accordion became very corny.
So now you're actually self-taught, right?
Basically, yeah. Well, except for accordion. When I learned accordion, I learned to read a little bit of music because there was some stuff, and I got very interested in that, and I dedicated a lot of time to develop the system of reading music, and which at the same time gave me an opportunity to learn how to write music, and that's what I was doing most of the time in my early teenage years, and I'd say 15, 16, and 17 years old, I did my first arranging for a small orchestra, and I conducted it too and played and this kind of stuff. I was not aware of that you could write everybody in one page. I was writing one by one, so I had my always waiting my mom to take the lunch, a table to clear so I could put my parts one by one. And with the accordion on my shoulders, I was playing the chords and had a chance to write one by one the instruments, including violins and saxophone. And it was not a big orchestra, but it was enough, and it worked out. I still have this record. It was the very first thing I did ever involving a recording studio.
But that was a 28-piece orchestra, so that's not a small orchestra either. For a 17-year-old.
I don't remember the exact number. Sometimes I think it's less, sometimes I think it's more, but it's something like that. It was not much less than that, no.
And did they approach you to do the music?
Yeah, it was a friend of mine. He actually was the son of a very, very famous comedian. So I thought the whole thing was a joke.
Mm.
But it wasn't. he asked me, can you do it? I said, of course. I had no idea what he was talking about. But I always, in those days, I was very bold like that. I could say, okay, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, now tell me what it is that I have.
Okay.
So I asked that question later, you know. But it worked out very well, very well.
And so how old were you when you first released your first CD?
There were no CDs in those days, but there was vinyls. My first record came out when I was about maybe 19, 20, something like that. And I did a record for EMI, Odeon, in Brazil, very, very big company in those days. They had EMI, Capitol Records, all of that, Odeon. And,
mm-hmm.
It was a record called Ideas.
Okay.
And there was me playing the piano and some orchestrations, some arrangements that I did for involving strings and things like that.
Mm.
It's a record that's still on sale, where you still can find it, really, which is very funny.
But okay.
The world is funny. Now with the advent of the digital domain, you can put anything into digital, you can get a record and make it digital. And put it on the computer and send it to people and sell it on Amazon.com, make it a cover and copy the cover, because it's still out there.
That's right.
Basically, all my records are still out there, except some of the records I did for Warner Brothers, because they never authorized the release of or re-release of the records. I don't know why.
Mm.
The records, it was Warner Brothers, they were very good. But they have certain rules of their own, and so we have to obey them, really.
By them, yes, unfortunately. So, all right, let's talk about The Crossing now. I said it features Al Jarreau, London Beat, Paco Seri, Ertu Moreira, okay.
Moreira.
Billy Cobham, John Tropia, and Nova Cento. So let's tell us about this CD, The Crossing.
The Crossing I liked the track beforehand, and these guys in London, very, very good, excellent writers, excellent singers. It's a fantastic group. They have had hits before.
Mm-hmm.
I remember some of the melodies, but I don't remember the titles, but they did very well, and they still do very well. They're very well known. They did a fantastic job. I think the end result was something that reminds me of Earth, Wind & Fire mixed with myself and London Beat. There is a synthesizer solo, which because I stayed in Milan. I recorded the whole thing in Milan. And it was a combination of using some of the tracks already done, and I changed a few things here and there. Or some tracks that started from scratch. And then in due time, the Novecento is the name of the group that has the producer, who's also the guitar player on the record, mostly, except for Summertime, which is John Tropez, and another song, which I forgot the title, which is also John Tropez. So John Tropez played on two tracks, did a fantastic job. He's a good friend of mine. We worked together on the first hit I had, which was 2001. He is a fantastic player, him, and also a lot of good musicians got introduced by this track, 2001, which some of the musicians I can mention is Billy Cobham is one of them, Stanley Clark on bass is another one,
mm-hmm.
and John Tropez is another one. The percussion player was Ray Barreto, who is already well known, especially in New York, for his Latin work. And so this way, everybody got exposed, and their careers had a very nice boost. And this particular track, I had no idea who had done that incredible synthesizer solo. I thought, wow, this is amazing. When did you do this? And they said, excuse me? I said, yeah. Who did the solo number one? They said, I don't understand. I said, you don't understand? Who did the solo, the synthesizer solo? He says, you did. I said, what do you mean? I don't even remember doing that. There's so many tracks, so many overdubs, so many things. I completely forgot. I wasn't even thinking about it. Because sometimes I have the habit of playing as long as a track, and I don't mean to do anything. Mm-hmm. But these are the best moments, is when you don't think you're doing anything. Is you're doing great things. And I thought it was a great solo. I got very happy with myself, because even though I was not doing it on purpose, it turned out very good, very good, very well. It was a nice solo. And so between the vocals, they are fantastic. Between the words, which I love, between the groove, which I thought was very good, I did a couple of patterns on my Fender Rhodes. And then there's the solo that I mentioned to you, and there's horns, and this, and the horns, I wrote it on purpose to sound a little bit like Skyscrapers, which was another hit that I had in Europe many years ago, and the whole thing worked out very well.
Okay, all right. I have a question for you from the chat room. Wes would like to know, since you mentioned being self-taught, any tips for getting a better reader other than practicing it like there was nothing else to do?
Let me understand that. Any chance of getting a better or becoming a better reader?
Mm-hmm.
You have to work on it, and it's the only thing you can do, really, is to what I used to do in Brazil. I used to go downtown and get lead sheets for samba schools, because Carnival is very big in Brazil, and they give those things away for free. Get a bunch of them to go on the radio and find that song, or wait until it shows up and starts playing, and follow it. That's a good way of doing it. So if you have the ability to get lead sheets, or you can even buy them and buy a record that, and then try to follow and compare what you see on paper and what you hear. That's one way. The other way is to get some kind of a instruction book. There's some of them,
mm-hmm.
Especially for piano, or maybe start learning piano a little bit. That will help you tremendously.
Wow. And, you know, I had a question, too, as well, Yamir. My question is, you know, being so young when you first started out, you had to learn a lot throughout the year. So who have you learned the most from in all of the years that you've been playing and everything, since you started out so young?
Well, there's so many influences in my early days, mostly in my early days, from George Shearing to Oscar Peterson, from Dave Brubeck to Bernard Pfeiffer, an European jazz player, and then eventually to Stan Getz on the jazz side, and then on to John Gilberto, and then on to so many different, many, many people. It's not just to say it's one person or two or three or a dozen. There's many, many hundreds. I go by tracks, by songs, or by certain works that they do, because once you hear one good song doesn't mean that all the others are going to be good. Most of the time is the case. You find two, three good things, and all the rest is okay, but it's not as strong. So I choose to learn from the strong things. In my days, young days, to have a record player was a miracle. It was very difficult to get, especially in Brazil, because they were not making them in Brazil. You had to import. And so the records, they were not making much records in Brazil. You had to import records. I had to buy a very high price, but my mother was on my side, and so she would always let me buy or give me some money to buy some records, which influenced me tremendously, especially from the arrangers from California, which were tremendous influence in my career, and guys like Michel Legrand from France, who was an incredible big orchestra arranger. and also a singer. So it's a mixed bag, you know. Up to this day, I still get influenced. I see someone I like, I listen to it. I don't have any problems with that.
Wow, interesting, very interesting. Well, I want to get back to some music, and I'm going to play a song called The Crossing, which is the title track of the CD. Yeah. Tell me about this song.
Well, the song, as I mentioned before, it was written by the London Beat. I mean, they wrote the melody and the lyrics, and we already had the tracks with the chords and the beat and the groove and everything done before that. Even the solo was there before, even though I didn't know until I heard it was the vocals and everything. And then the solo comes out, like, you know, and sticks out from the track itself.
Mm-hmm.
I had no contact with them. I would love to, but I haven't had a chance to. The guys from London Beat, for some strange reason, it's one of those things that gets lost in the shuffle, lost in translation, I guess. And I never had a chance to even call Al Jarreau, for instance, who was a guy whom I know from a long time, he's a good friend. Haven't had a chance yet. Life is so goes so fast now, and then you really, really, it's very difficult to start communicating with everybody, because by the same token, I know John Tropea very well, and I communicate with him because he lives just about 10 minutes from me. So we have no problem with that. But even him, I hardly ever, the life has changed radically for a lot of people, especially for me, in the last 3 or 4 years. It was with the recession and the problems, the most immediate problems, and the difficulty in setting up concerts because they don't pay the same as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that, it have changed completely the life of many, many people.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has, definitely. We are talking to keyboardist Ymir Diodato. His CD is called The Crossing. If you would like to call in and speak with him, the number is 646-716-5485. I have a question for you before I go to this song. Joe from Germany would like to know, when will you come with your own band to Germany? No. Will you come with your own band to Germany in November?
As a matter of fact, yes, it's not my band. The reason for that is that, again, going back to the budgeting, costs for 9 musicians plus the secretary, which happens to be my wife. It's you're talking about 10 tickets from New York to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a lot more money than before. And then you have 10 rooms, or let's say 9 rooms, in a hotel. That costs much more than anticipated, too. So we don't do that. But I'm going to bring a quartet with me, so making a quintet. These kids, they're young. They do rock fusion like I never heard something like that before. It's fantastic. And they love my music. They happen to be fans of my style or my music. We did a concert in a city, a beautiful city by the lake in Milan, up in the mountains. Fantastic. I knew it was going to be nice because everybody told me very good, very nice things about the place. And I played with these guys. We had no rehearsal. And I tried to pretend to play their songs. Also, they played one or two of their material, which are rock fusion, very difficult to play. They had 7 fours, there's all kinds of meters or kind of solos. Oh, the bass player is a fantastic player. The guy is going to come with me because I was trying to get him. But he's on a tour with a very, very famous a female Italian singer. They do a world tour, but he's going to be off that day. It's going to be November 4th. In Alain, which is near Stuttgart, and on November 6th, so just 2 days later, in I forgot the name of the city, my goodness, I'm so sorry, but it's near Munich, and I'm going to see many friends of mine there. I'm going to see Blood, Sweat, and Tears going to be there. Joe Sample, my favorite piano player of all times. He's a friend of mine, too. Great. And Randy Crawford, I think, is going to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Have a bunch of interesting people on this concert. It should be very, very interesting. It's a strange name, but I will remember the name. Let me see, maybe I can find it on my email here. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll find. And that's all I'm going to need. If I don't make it in 2 seconds, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, while you do that, I want to let you know that Fabio just came into the chat room, and he wanted me to say hello to you. He said that he met you last year in Lugano, and I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right.
Oh, there you go. Lugano, beautiful. Hi, Fabio.
Mm-hmm. And he said you were playing with the local symphonic orchestra,
yes.
And that he still has your autograph.
Oh. Well, save it. Maybe you can sell it someday.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. This is The Crossing from Yumir Diodato's CD by the same title.
Okay.
I like that. That is my favorite. That is the title track from Yumir Diodato's CD, The Crossing. Yumir, who's doing the lead vocals on that?
Yeah, the guy from London Beach. Honestly, I've seen his name, but I don't remember his name. I could try
okay.
to find out.
Okay.
Right now, again, it's all too many things in my head right now.
It kind of reminds me.
Hairs. I still have them.
He kind of reminded me of Michael McDonald in the beginning.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's the other influence that I see there. In
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
You're right,
too, sir. They had an old, like, Doobie Brothers kind of feel to it.
Exactly.
It's because, you know, in London it's different. You know, they have the funk, but it's more like English, you know.
Mm.
But they have them.
Yes, I like that song. Again, that was called The Crossing. Like that a lot. Now, Yumir, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some of the music, some of the movies that you have worked on, or rather your music has been used on. And I talked to you the other day about a movie you did, your music was used for on a Peter Sellers movie. So tell us about that.
That's right. To my surprise, someone told me your music. No, actually, what am I saying? This happened to The Exorcist, where they did not ask for permission to use.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It makes a little difference.
Yes.
So now, how can I put it? We called them and said, excuse me. You know this movie that you're showing now? Yeah, Warner Brothers. There we go. Warner Brothers Films. And said, who is this? This is my lawyer was calling him, them. And said, well, you know what? I would like you to stop showing the movie right now.
Mm.
At a time when there were lines crossing, you know, for blocks and blocks, lines of people trying to see the movie. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We organized everything. They came up with some money, and we let him go. But the Peter Sellers movie was called Being There, and it's an extremely good movie. I love the movie. So they asked permission, like the normal channels, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we end up the song 2001 in a very, very nicely done setting is when he leaves the house after living there for some 40 years or something like that without ever leaving the house. The house is gigantic, had gardens. He was the gardener. And then he ended up becoming a prime minister or something. He never knew what the hell he was talking about. He always made things like, you have to wait for the plants to grow. And people say, oh, that's deep. It is a very funny movie. And anybody that has a chance, do go see it or rent it or Netflix it, you know. And it's amazing, amazing movie, really.
Okay. Now, I also read that one of your first productions was with Kool & the Gang. So let's talk. Tell us about that.
Oh, my buddies, we used to work on the same studio. I used to do my records at a studio in Jersey called the House of Music, which doesn't exist anymore, like many other studios had to close down. And they were working there, and we talked eventually before I even ran into them at the studio. We had a meeting and we discussed. They like the record I did for Warner Brothers called "The Love Island." They love that record, especially the drummer and the guitar player. They were really, really good friends, and we became good friends. I'm sorry, and we started working together. I thought that the issue there at that time was where is the beef. Because they were known, they had done incredible stuff, of which I was a big fan, especially Open Sesame, Summer Madness, things
mm-hmm.
like that, which I admired, but especially the first one, gee, I forgot names quick. The Open Sesame, which I was completely bazookas with that melody from Kalis, Ronald Bell. It's incredible what he did, the job that he did.
And you also worked on Coolin' the Gang's Ladies' Night, Something Special, and As One.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. I have a question for you from the chat room. Fabio would like to know, how did you get in touch with Novacento?
Okay. I was doing a few dates, a few concerts in Italy, starting with a place called La Iguella, which was near the French border, Monaco border, and near Genova. And I did rent a car, which was a mistake, because the cars are very expensive to rent, and the one, the only one that they had left was the tiny little Fiat Panda. It's smaller than me, so it was difficult to fit in. And but not knowing Italy, I rented a GPS. And the car, so the car came with a GPS and everything. That's what helped me get to La Iguella. But the parking, there was no parking. The hotel had to park in a different area. And I was so tired because it was, they told me it was 3 hours. It was actually 7 hours drive from, 6 hours drive from Milan. And the first thing that happens to me, they stole my GPS.
Oh.
So now how do I go to the other cities?
Oh,
but anyway,
man.
But I and then after that I had to wait 1 week in Milan and then go to Palermo, Sicily, to do some studio work. I was one singer. I had to do a nice arrangement, and then there was a German girl that was willing to come that wanted to me to do piano on her track, no matter what. And I said, well, this is the only way I can do it, because then I have to go back to New York. She then decided so. But I had about 5 or 6 days to wait in Milan, and I discussed beforehand with Lino Nicolosi. I think he called me to invite me to work on Billy Cobham's record. Billy Cobham had just finished a record called... Voice and Drums Number 3, which had a vocal by Chaka Khan, and I loved that track. I loved I know Billy so well. He's such a great person and great drummer. I can't believe how good he can be. And so we discussed that, but apparently they were already late in the thing, and they could not wait. So, but then they said, well, why don't you... Would you like to do a record with us? I said, well, based on what I heard and the way you put together the YouTube things and, you know, the promotion. And the, yes, maybe. Let's see how it works out. Well, to make a long story short, I ended up in Milan and took a hotel right near their studio, which was really in their house. And we started working together. It was a pleasure. The whole thing was, like, so smooth. I felt at home with especially Lino, the guitar player, and Pino, his brother. And then they have a sister, I think called Rosanna, who was the bass player. And she can play funky. I said, what? I said, I never see this blonde girl. I said, excuse me? Oh, where do you get that funky thing? But she did it, and she was great.
Oh, well,
and
there.
We had fun. I had a lot of fun in Milan, and then I went to Palermo, to Sicily, and everything worked out okay.
Oh, well, good. Well, there you go, Fabio. All right, I want to get in one more song before we let you go, and it's Heavenly. So tell me about this one.
Okay, Heavenly is one of the songs that Al Jarreau, if I'm not mistaken, participated. He does a little scat in the song. With the singer there is Lino's wife, Adora, and she's a great one of those undiscovered talents. She's a fantastic singer. Not only that, but she's a fantastic person, too. So I was very happy because I was surrounded by nice people, you know. And we had beautiful pizza every night, and it was just amazing, amazing time I had there.
All right. Okay, this is Heavenly from Ymir Diodato's The Crossing. All right, that was Heavenly from keyboardist Ymir Diodato's CD called The Crossing. And Ymir, let everyone know where they can find your music.
Where? Yes. I suggest Amazon.com. They seem to have everything now.
Okay.
If it sucks, they have to. By the way, the name of the town that I'm going to play with the Blood, Sweat, and Tears and all those guys, Joe Sempo, etc., is called Leverkusen. It's in near Munich, yeah.
Okay. All right, there you go, Joe. Check them out. Joe is in Germany, so hopefully that's close enough to you, Joe, that you can go and check him out. All right, and where else are you going to be performing?
I'm going to be in Brazil next month. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 concerts.
Okay.
And then, what did I say? And then after that, I come back to New York and then go to Germany for these 2 shows. There's 2 more shows being worked on and being arranged for me in Italy, but I'm not sure yet where.
Okay.
Oh, no, one is in Forlì. I have one show in Forlì. I have another one that probably will be like in Milan, I think.
And no U.S. dates?
I already did 2 of them. That's not nothing really happening here.
Okay.
Not me.
Okay. Well, you know, you're not the only one. There's a lot of musicians that are, you know, you mentioned earlier about how, you know, challenging it is for you to get gigs here, and it's across the board. You're not the only one. It's across the board. We hear it all the time.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, but you're working overseas.
How's everybody surviving these days?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. But, you know, it's you know, we hear from the artists about, you know, how hard it is for them to get gigs, or, you know, promoters don't want to put them on certain concerts or certain festivals because they're not well known, they don't have a following, or whatever the excuse is. But yeah.
That's not good.
It's not at all. Not at all. Well, you know, let everyone know, what is your website?
Website is www.umirdiodaro.com.
And his name is spelled E-U-M, as in Mary, I-R, the first name. And Diodato is D as in David, E-O-D-A-T-O. Check him out on his website. He's also on Facebook. And are you on Twitter?
Twitter, no.
No, okay. All right.
Too many things. never ends. You hear it and you're not going to bother. Oh, God.
Okay. All right. No problem. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We
really appreciate you
giving us the opportunity.
Oh,
yeah,
it was a pleasure. Huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Michael. Hope you have a happy birthday tonight and party.
Oh, thank you.
Blow those candles hard. There might be a lot of them, huh?
More than 25.
Yes, indeed, yes.
There you go.
Thanks for reminding me, too, of that, okay? Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a nice evening.
Yeah. Well, safe travels to you, Ymir. And,
just in case, bring a portable fan, just in case.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
That's too funny. Well, thank you again, and safe travel.
You're very welcome, sir. Okay. You take good care.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. That was keyboardist Ymir Diodaro. The name of his CD is called The Crossing, and you can find that on Amazon.com and on his website, YmirDiodaro.com. And I want to share a quick story about The Exorcist, because even though his music was used on the movie, you know, not with his permission, but when that movie first came out, I was dating this guy and he wanted to go see the movie, and that was our first date. And I sat in that theater the entire time with the coat over my head. I did not watch that movie, and to this day I cannot watch that movie. That is
I can't watch the Exorcist movie. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is just the scariest movie. And I sit through the entire movie with a coat over my head. I refused to watch that movie. Refused. Scariest movie. Oh my gosh. And I can't watch it today, so thanks again to Mr. Ymir Diodaro for joining us. And yes, today is Mike's birthday, so he is on his way. I think I heard you driving there in the background, so you're probably where you're going to be. Are you
no,
at the rest?
No, I'm still driving, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, he is off to celebrate his birthday. Carol is in the chat room. She wanted me to wish you a happy birthday as well.
Carol,
Carol is here, Westbound, and Fabio, Joe from Germany. Fabio, Westbound says happy birthday for the third time.
Yes, for the third time, yes. he wished me happy birthday on both my pages, so yes. That's the third time, so yeah.
Oh,
thank you for
that. All right, tomorrow we're talking to saxophonist James Johnson about his new CD, A Figment of My Imagination, so please join us for that. Mike, you have a great day today. Happy birthday again to you.
Thank you for that.
All right, we want to thank Carol, Fabio, the guest, Joe from Germany, Westbound. Thank you all for joining us in the chat room and tuning in today. Again, join us tomorrow for James Johnson, our interview with him. All right, Mike, have a good day. I will talk to you later. Stay out of trouble. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much and all that good stuff.
That's right. You know what happened, you know, hey.
Right.
When I fight you, yes. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't want to say that over the air, but yeah. So.
Yes, that's why I said that. So just be careful. Just be careful.
Oh, man, yeah.
All right, you have a good one. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to Talking Smooth Jazz with you again tomorrow. I am going to close the show with another song from Ymir's CD. This is called Summertime. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.